Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to TLE News Radio. I'm your host, NH Labduni, and today's topic is police training, or the conceived lack of it. Now, over the past several years, police killings of unarmed minorities has moved to the forefront of mainstream news. Now, the left is pointing fingers at the right, and the right is pointing fingers at the left. And some people are crying for tighter gun control laws, while others still are arguing not enough American citizens are armed to protect themselves and their property. Now, after every police shooting that has been reported, one common denominator seems to stick out of the murky waters of politics, and that is the training that police have been receiving. Now, from coast to coast, city governments have rallied behind their boys in blue after accidental or justified shootings. The mainstream media has been efficiently quick to report backstories of officers involved, heralding their accomplishments in their respective departments and length of time serving their communities. Now, not until the officer has been thrown under the bus by the scandal does the media highlight low and questionable points in an officer's career. ABC News reported last year that a police officer shot and killed a man after mistaking his lighter for a gun. In Detroit that same week, a deaf and mute man with a garden rake was deemed a danger to life and was subsequently shot and killed by police. That officer was charged with manslaughter while an investigation is underway. He is currently on paid vacation or administrative leave. Now, most pervasive and seemingly the quickest go-to scapegoat for the spike in police shootings is all of a sudden a lack in training for police officers. When an unarmed civilian ends up dead at the hands of the police, it's due to a lack of training. When Charles Kinsey, the North Miami mental health therapist, was shot by police while tending to an individual with mental disabilities, it was because the officer who pulled the trigger did not receive enough training in hearing someone say that they are not armed. When the officer rolled up on Tamir Rice in Cleveland and shot him under 3 seconds of engaging him, it was due to a lack of training. Story after story of police killing mentally ill people, even after being called by family members, their own family members, to help bring them under control, stems from a lack of training. Or so they would have it seem. Now pay attention to who is controlling the conversation, thereby diverting the focus and attention to what they choose. Now the narrative of the lack of training is growing as a get-out-of-jail-free card for police. But how accurate is that notion? What kind of training is lacking, and why now is it becoming so apparent? Recently, San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick made a comparison between police training and training requirements for cosmetologists. In his comparison, Kaepernick noted the glaring disparity between the training regimen for a cosmetologist and a police officer. What is striking is the amount of time a beautician is in training before being unleashed on the public, in stark contrast to a beat cop. But is that enough to say that the police suffer from a lack of training, and should they not be held accountable for their mistakes? In April of 2015, Reserve Officer Deputy Robert Bates shot and killed Eric Harris in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The 73-year-old deputy allegedly shouted, "Taser, taser," before pulling the trigger on his gun, firing a round into Harris. Bates was assisting other deputies who were trying to take Harris into custody after the felon fled from police during a sting operation, the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office said. Bates, however, was later charged with second-degree manslaughter, District Attorney Stephen Kunzweiler's office in Tulsa confirmed to news reports. Mr. Bates is charged with second-degree manslaughter involving culpable negligence. Oklahoma law defines culpable negligence as the omission to do something with a reasonably careful person would do, or the lack of the usual ordinary care and caution in performance of an act usually and ordinarily exercised by a person under similar circumstances and conditions. Sheriff Major Shannon Clark told the World that Bates donates his time and is a highly regarded member of the Reserve Deputy Program. He has also donated multiple vehicles, guns, and stun guns, Clark said. Tulsa Police Sergeant Jim Clark, who investigated the case, determined that the shooting was not a crime and did not violate department policy. Now, question here, hold up 1 second. Now, if he's donated all these guns and stun guns, does he not know the difference between a taser and a gun? Or did he not get enough training for that? Let's back up and keep going. Reserve Deputy Bates did not commit a crime, Sergeant Jim Clark said. There's no other determination I could come to. As investigation into Bates ensued, however, it was revealed that he was awarded credit for field training he never took and firearm certifications he should not have received. Staff at the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office were reportedly ordered to falsify the training records and firearm certificates for Bates, and at least three of Bates' supervisors were transferred from that department after refusing to sign off on his state-required training. Now, Oklahoma requires each reserve officer to go through at least 240 hours of training on legal basics, investigative procedures, and use of firearms, according to the Associated Press, plus 320 hours of additional instruction, which amounts to half that required of a full-time police officer. But how quickly do we forget just last year, though, mainstream news reported on psychologist Professor William J. Lewinsky, who testified at hundreds of court cases attesting to the training that police receive from his courses. He trains officers to shoot first to neutralize the threat. According to Lewinsky, we're telling officers, look for cover and then read the threat, spoken by Lewinsky at a Los Angeles County deputy sheriff's class. The New York Times wrote, much of the criticism of his work, Dr. Lewinsky said, amounts to politics. In 2012, for example, just 7 months after the Justice Department excoriated him and his methods, department officials paid him $55,000 to help defend a federal drug agent who shot and killed an unarmed 18-year-old in California. Then last year, as part of a settlement over excessive force in the Seattle Police Department, the Justice Department endorsed sending officers to Mr. Lewinsky for training. And in January, he was paid $15,000 to train federal marshals. Lewinsky has worked on behalf of one of the Albuquerque officers who shot and killed a mentally ill homeless man in 2014, as well as testified in the 2009 Bay Area transit case where an officer shot and killed unarmed black man Oscar Grant. He also publishes a newsletter on police use of force that he says has nearly 1 million subscribers. Now, recently, a source within the local police force provided a copy of their own textbook from the academy, the Florida Law Enforcement Academy Florida Basic Recruit Training Program, version 2015.07. It is currently available for download on the website lyricalelitist.com in our editor's desk section, as well as the FDLE website. Now, revealed inside was the lack of training in constitutionally appropriate dealing with the public. In Chapter 2's Introduction to Law, the focus on constitutional law is just under 3 pages out of a 600-page textbook. Under Legal Concepts, Use of Force section within that same chapter, use of force is barely granted 2 pages of legal concept. Now, it appears based off the information provided that officers are being adequately trained in dealing with the public and serving the purpose to which it was first construed in the South as a slave patrol. The first form of slave patrol was created in the Carolina colonies in 1704 with 3 primary functions. 1, to chase down, apprehend, and return to their owners runaway slaves. 2, to provide a form of organized terror to deter slave revolts. And 3, to maintain a form of discipline for slave workers who were subject to summary justice outside of the law if they violated any plantation rules. Following the Civil War, these vigilante-styled organizations evolved into modern Southern police departments, primarily as a means of controlling freed slaves who were now laborers working in an agricultural caste system and enforcing Jim Crow segregation laws designed to deny freed slaves equal rights and access to the political system. That is why no one was surprised when the Justice Department, the same ones who pay for the training of so many officers, released a report of white supremacist infiltration of police organizations. Not enough training? I think not. They are receiving the very training that is wanted, for if that were not the case, Lewinsky would be broke.
Thank you. State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
That's not right. That's not how this world is supposed to be. God said, stand up for what's right.
No type of stuff.
Every day I pray that the Lord save me. Every day I pray that the streets don't save me. Every day I pray I'm just trying to make it.
Just another nigga, but ain't backing down. I keep my head up. These cracks talk hungry, leaving fed up. Too many mouths to feed, too many lies to see. I heard a preacher talk down on vanity. Got to put the words out like insanity. Got a black man in the White House, so the rules great. It's a new case, maybe you pray. It's a new day, to the same niggas, but the rules ain't changed. Another white tee with another nigga name. Poor little nigga, homie lost to the game. It'll be okay, hold the knife fast till they pray. Truth the night pass and you play. Rocking the pain that you chase. Killing the nigga a business, so watch when I say.
Le verdict, on le connaît noir sur blanc. Devrais-je dire blanc sur noir? Pas de témoin, ça s'est passé dans le noir. On a entendu des cris, puis une dispute, monsieur l'agent. On pensait que c'était encore une de ces putes. On s'est dit deux tourtereaux qui aujourd'hui se tournent dos. Moi, je n'ai rien vu ni entendu. D'ailleurs, je n'ai pas de fenêtre qui donne sur la rue. Monsieur l'agent, moi, je suis un peu sourd, un malentendant. J'ai vite pensé à un malentendu. Encore une triste nuit en Floride. Famille consternée, yeux humides. L'histoire ressemble à celle de Zimmerman face à Trayvon Martin. Mais cette fois, c'est George qui a tué Martin. Légitime défense, légitime défense. On ira fouiller jusque dans son enfance pour justifier la sentence. Acquitté, la défense a quitté la cour, attristée. Même si le peuple se rebelle, les histoires pareilles continueront de plus belle. Alors, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin et autres martyrs. Le rêve du pasteur King a encore tourné au cauchemar. Mais on y croit toujours. On ne lâche pas.